And joining us right now is the creator and filmmaker of the Italian-American baseball family documentary. He's an award-winning filmmaker. Roberto Angotti is on with us right now. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Awesome, Andy, the Bull, and Steve. Thank you very much for having me on Bullseye on the afternoon. Looking forward to coming to Cleveland on Wednesday night and invite all friends and family to come join me for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the Cleveland premiere of the Italian-American baseball family and join us for a Q&A following the screening of the movie. And we'll be focused on the Italian Cleveland Indians, and I've got three of the top historians and authors on the subject to join me on the panel. So I definitely want to invite everyone. It's free, and it's going to be definitely one of those life-changing moments for somebody in the audience.
And outstanding stuff. Certainly can't wait to take a look at that. Now, the documentary brings home the message that baseball allowed Italian-Americans to assimilate into popular culture. So how does it do that exactly for those that have not had a chance to take a sneak peek just yet?
Well, basically, Italians were, labeled as second-class citizens, and a lot of discrimination against my fellow Italians who came abroad for a brighter future in the United States. And, baseball leveled the playing field. It gave an entry point for Italians via Tony Lazzari and Joe DiMaggio to become icons and very popular in society for what they had done on the field. And, of course, Joe DiMaggio's marriage to Marilyn Monroe also put him in the spotlight. But, it was a great way for Italians to fraternize with Americans and to legitimize themselves. And the film also talks about how Italian Americans have taken baseball abroad to Italy by playing for Team Italy in the Olympics and the World Baseball Classic to help grow the game abroad. And so it came full circle. As Italians came to America and became Americans through the game of baseball, and how Italian Americans have circled back to Italy to help grow the game. So, and even DiMaggio visited Nettuno, the birthplace of baseball in Italy, and we have a little piece in the movie about that. So it's an hour-long documentary. It features Tommy Lasorda, Nick Punto, Frank Viola, Francisco Cervelli, Chris Colabello, Brandon Nimmo, Gavin Cecchini, also Professor Lawrence Baldessaro. I recorded an interview with him at the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame in Chicago, and he has authored the new book, Baseball Italian Style, and also authored Beyond DiMaggio, Italian Americans in Baseball. So, the Russo brothers, I know they are very popular because of their Avengers series and their hometown being Cleveland, and Case Western is very close to their hearts because Joe Russo received his master's degree at Case Western Reserve University. Anthony Russo attended a year of law school at CWRU before deciding to pursue a film career with his brother in Hollywood. So it's a homecoming, and we would love to see everybody at the auditorium. It's a nice facility, state-of-the-art, accommodates 600 people. So we're going to fill the place up with people who love Italian food, culture, their heritage, and also baseball. So come on, come on.
That sounds like a wonderful trio right there. It sounds like a blast for all parties involved. And I want to get back to something you mentioned. And just reading up about you a little bit earlier today, I had read that in preparation for the creation of this documentary, you actually traveled with the Italian team in the World Baseball Classic. What were some of your major takeaways from that experience?
Well, I've always believed in the plight of the underdog. And all the experts in Major League Baseball had discounted Team Italy. And in 2013, we shocked the world when we beat Mexico and Adrian Gonzalez, you know, and we came back again in 2017 in Guadalajara and beat Mexico on their home turf and nearly pulled another upset against Venezuela. We were up several runs going into the final innings. And so as a result, what I witnessed firsthand was the synergy of a bunch of grinders who believed in themselves, a bunch of minor league prospects who had maybe had a, you know, taste of coffee in the bigs when the September call-ups had come about, and just gelled together, had never met each other before they arrived at the spring training camp in Arizona prior to departing, and just gelled so that you would think that this team had been together for years. So I was just amazed at just the fraternity, the everyone's sense of pride in believing. And so I still, you know, believe today that should Team Italy qualify for the 2020 Olympics, you know, you better watch out for the dark horse because they want it more than anyone. And even Tommy Lasorda, you know, he has spoken to Team Italy on several occasions prior to going to the World Baseball Classic, and he's very proud that there is an Italian national team. So we get, you know, the top Italian players, born and developed player, and then we also recruit the top Italian Americans in the minor league system as well as in the bigs. And, you know, seeing is believing, and you probably saw it this last time around.
No question about it. Again, we're talking with award-winning filmmaker Roberto Angotti here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. On Wednesday, you can check out the discussion, a celebration of Italian-American baseball, and a private screening will be shown as well for the documentary Italian-American Baseball Family. One of the things I know that you discuss in the documentary, I want to give you a chance to explain that here, how baseball really kind of bridged the gap for Italians, and it was their entry point into America. How did that process work?
Well, through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. You see, Italians took the lowest paying jobs. And in New Orleans, the blacks, the slaves from Africa, and the Italians, the southern Italians, were like brothers in the ghetto. And many people do not realize this, but in 1891, the biggest lynching in American history took place when 11 Italians were lynched there. And so it goes from way back, and through World War II, there were over 650,000 Italians who had yet to become U.S. citizens. So they were treated as enemy aliens. And so even DiMaggio's parents had to register as enemy aliens. They couldn't leave their house for more than a five-square radius from their home. They had to surrender flashlights, radios, certain things like that. And there were many Italians that were of power and influence who were interned during that period. And what happened is there were posters put out saying, don't speak the enemy language. And so, Italian Americans, you know, who are born in America, you know, they were discouraged from speaking Italian in their home. And so there was a conflict going on. And as a result, you know, this baseball bridged the gap, allowed all these Italian Americans who love the game to legitimize themselves as Americans. And because Bocce was the Italian game that all the family from Italy would recognize. But guys who picked up the baseball, their mom and dad, they thought that it was a waste of time, that there was no future in baseball. So, you know, in the DiMaggio family, going back to that, Papa DiMaggio, you know, when he saw Vince DiMaggio come back with $1,500 during the height of the Depression and put that on the table, you know, then, you know, he asked his youngest son, Dom, so when are you going to start playing baseball? And so, you know, they started to look at this as saying, you know, this is really a way of getting out of this oppression. And but getting back to the enemy alien situation, the DiMaggio's had a fishing fleet, and that's what that was their livelihood. They were fishermen, and the military seized all Italian fishing boats. So all the fishermen in like the Bay Area and all over America, they were idle. They were without work. So it was a very dark period during World War II. And so, you know, it was really important to recognize that the Italians were the biggest ethnic group in the military at the time, you know, fighting for this country. Yet back at home, their parents were treated like criminals. So how ironic it would be to come back from serving in the military, going to your, quote, home, which was evacuated because the military thought it was a threat or was too close to a military installation, or worse than that, having your parents interned at a camp somewhere in, you know, in the Midwest, away from home. So really, baseball, once again, you know, allowed Italians to assimilate into American popular culture, and, you know, their force is still felt today. I'm just so, you know, proud to be an Italian.
Very, very cool stuff. Very interesting stuff as well. And I know a lot of that will be discussed on Wednesday, March 28th. That's just a couple days away at the Strohsacker Auditorium at Case Western Reserve. It all begins at 7:30 with a screening of the documentary Italian-American Baseball Family, and then a panel discussion with a Q&A to follow. Roberto, one more time before we let you go, the details on what all is going on Wednesday.
7:30 kickoff. This is going to be the pre-party to the opening day ceremony for the Indians. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate. You know, we lost, you know, Tito Francona, and we're going to pay tribute to him and the manager of the Indians during our Q&A discussion. It's at Case Western Reserve University, Strohsacker Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Be there. It's a free event. You can just show up there with your friends and family. You won't be disappointed. You're going to walk away with a wealth of newfound knowledge. And if you're a history buff or a baseball fan or just a proud Italian-American, there's something for everybody. Come join us. You won't be disappointed.
No doubt about that. Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Well, Roberto, this is a blast. This is certainly educational for me. Certainly enjoyed the discussion, and we look forward to Wednesday evening at 7:30. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.